Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. A couple of podcasts ago, I told you the story of my efforts to return a class ring. If you missed that show, you should listen to it before you listen to this one. It's at thetreasurecorner.com, show number 22. Go ahead. We'll wait. Okay, you've heard show 22? Good. When I uploaded that program to the podcast site, I posted notices about it in several internet treasure hunting forums, and I got a lot of response. My main question was, should I try again to return the ring? On my podcast blog page, 62% of the respondents said no. I had done enough to find the owner, they said, and I should not feel guilty about keeping the ring. Some of the results from other sites are interesting. Members of the Friendly Metal Detecting Forum were 73% in favor of me keeping the ring. In the Treasure Quest forum, 100% of the respondents said keep it. I did the totals from some smaller boards, including Northeast Metal Detecting, Tea Hunting, International Metal Detecting, Metal Detecting Maine, and Nugget Hunting, and they collectively came out with 53% saying I should try again to find the owner. When I total all the results, I get 69% saying keep it and 31% saying I should try again to return it. Many of the people who thought I should keep it told stories of how they went to a lot of time, trouble, and expense to return rings to owners they found to be ungrateful or even rude. But several of those who thought I should try again to return it said it was simply the right thing to do, that my conscience would bother me if I didn't, and that if it were my ring, I'd certainly want it back. Okay, I made my decision and I'm going to make another try. I've already set the wheels in motion, in fact. Now hold that thought, we'll get back to it. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I'm the class representative for my high school graduating class. You can see the website I put together at bdhs65.com, though I don't know why you'd want to, and I want to emphasize that I am not responsible for any hairstyles you might encounter there. Anyway, as class rep, I paid the big bucks to join classmates so I could track down some of our missing classmates. By paying to join, you can send private emails to everyone listed in their system. What they don't tell you is that a great majority of people who are listed do not read email from classmates. Their spam filters discard everything from classmates, including the notes I write trying to locate long-lost class members. Okay, back to the ring. I went into classmates and found the high school I was seeking. Then I went to the list of people who graduated in 1986, the year of the ring. Then I narrowed the list down to those with the initials that are engraved inside the ring. There were two possible suspects. Now, not everyone is listed in classmates, so there may be other girls from this school in this graduating class with these initials, too. Well, I sent an email to each of these girls. I said, one of my hobbies is metal detecting, and I found the class ring from your high school, class of 1986, with your initials inscribed. If it's yours, let me know your middle initial and where you lost it to verify. Sincerely, etc. I sent that out day before yesterday and have not heard back from either of them. In fact, classmates tells me that neither of them has looked at my note. And I'll tell you about my plan B in the next program if this doesn't work. And if any news occurs before then, I'll post a special program here at thetreasurecorner.com, and I'll also spread the news in the Treasure forums. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to drop me a note at thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.